This is Emma, otherwise known as Sunday Twist, on Twitter. I was going to actually approach a subject I discussed previously a while ago, but when I reviewed it, the audio, it was really windy outside, so I don't think you could get the general feeling of what I was saying. I was going to bring up the topic again of adoption. I'm adopted. I've known from a very early age that I was adopted. I grew up in a family with an older brother and an older sister. My sister was the oldest and I was the youngest. My adoptive parents suffered a stillborn child, and they didn't really want to go down the route of having any more children, so they thought the best thing to do was adopt a child. So they had meetings and with the adoption board, and it was established that they had a young child, which was me, and they passed all the meetings and everything, and they were approved to adopt a child. I was adopted at about 6 months old, I think I was about that age. They brought me home, they brought me up obviously, and told me from a very early age that, you know, I was adopted, and my mother put me up for adoption, and that was fine. As I got older, I understood it more. When I was younger, I didn't really understand adoption and what adoption was and why I was adopted. And no one really knew why I was adopted. I was just adopted. And the adoption, when they gave me to my adoptive parents and stuff, they didn't have any information about my birth parents. There was a birth cert, and on my birth cert, it has parents, mother unknown, father unknown, that type of thing. So when I was going for my confirmation, I had to bring my original birth cert, which was the one with the parents unknown, and to put my adoption certificate, which is basically your adoptive parents, on it. And that was fine, and I felt really, really crap. And then I remember that we had to bring in pictures of your christening. And of course, every other kid in the class brought in a picture of the christening, and they were all, you know, a few weeks old, or maybe maximum 2 months or 3 months. And I was much older than that. I was over a year. And then it was all the kids in the class going, "Why are you so old? Why did they christen you so late?" And I just ended up running out of the classroom and being really upset. And anyway, so it's been tough growing up, because the questions are always there at the back of your head. It was always, I wonder, do I look like my mum? Do I look like my dad? Where was I born? Was I on time? Was I overdue? So I knew none of these questions. So I was about 20, and my birth mother got in touch with the my actual parents through a social worker, and we spent quite a time going back and forth, corresponding via letter, and we had met up. And we met up in this place in Dunleary in County Dublin, and it was kind of a Barnardo's children's charity house type of thing. And she walked into the room and I was there, and we hugged, and it was the most weirdest thing, because I dreamt about this woman for all of my life, thinking, I wonder what she looks like. And then to actually see someone, an older version of what you look like, is just amazing. And it didn't work out the way I wanted. I wanted a hell of a lot more from our relationship than she did. She cut contact with me, but I often think about her. I think about her all the time. I think about, would things have been different? Did I do something wrong? Could I have done something differently? Should I get back in touch? Should I try and get back in touch? She explained her reasons for giving me up, and I understand them completely. Not saying I agree with them, but I understand. And she went on to have another child with someone else, and she kept that child. And I often think about him as well, because when she showed me a picture of him, he looked a male version of me in the face and stuff. So I often do think about him, and I think about my birth father all the time. I think about, I want to contact him, but I'm scared. I've been hurt twice by her. I don't know if it's best to rake up everything. I don't know if it's best to just try and get on with your life and move on from being adopted. It's like a part of the jigsaw for me is still missing. The fact that she could contact, and I don't know if she ever thinks of me. But I do think of her, and I wish things could have been differently, because she did mean a hell of a lot to me, and she still does. But I think to myself, she got the contact, she knew where I lived, she knew my phone number, and now it's like being stuck in limbo, because you want to try and move on with your life, but you don't know if it's best to try and forget and move on, or do you keep trying to make that contact, and what do you do about your birth father, because I don't know that much about him. I know his first name, but that's about all I know about him. And so anyway, this is just a random thing, just to say that adoption, it's very, very hard being adopted. And the one thing I do treasure is I did meet her. I did get to see my mum. Mightn't have worked out the way I wanted, but a part out of the piece of my life, you know, if your life is broken into jigsaw pieces, it's like finding that piece of the jigsaw you've been missing for a long time. So I do have to think about what to do about my father, but all I know is I am grateful I did get that opportunity. So I'll leave it there, and I just wanted to share that with you all. Thank you. Bye.